Golf Smarter, number 651, is brought to you by our newest sponsor. We'd like to welcome Tommy John. Stay tuned to hear how you can get 20% off your first order of some incredibly comfortable underwear at TommyJohn.com/golfsmarter. Yoga for golfers. It's going to improve your game and improve your life with Catherine Roberts.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome back to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Catherine.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
I am so excited to have you back on the show. It's been such a long time since I think that there are listeners that have no idea that we've ever had a conversation because the last one was episode 304, but the first one was episode 53, and this is your sixth time being on. So I really...
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's crazy because... I'll admit it. So I just started swimming and stopped doing yoga. And so I was like, I'm not going to talk about it because I'm not doing it. But I started doing it again.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think we need to talk about Yoga for Golfers, which is you, yogaforgolfers.com, right?
Correct. And it's yoga for, F-O-R, golfers.com. Yeah, it's, you know, it's, Fred, when we go back such a long way, I just can't believe that all this time has passed. And it's, you know, what's exciting is that I know that through the programs, the instant videos, the live teaching, et cetera, that I'm helping people. And, you know, I started Yoga for Golfers because I wanted to bring the benefits of yoga to a demographic of people that, frankly, will never walk into a yoga studio, Fred.
Yeah, it's true.
And, yes. And I also wanted it to be very specific to golf. I'm a golfer. I've been playing golf my whole life. My parents played on the golf team of our country club. We took golf vacations as children. And so golf is really very much of like the fabric of who I am. And I'll just tell you the way that I got into it, if that's okay.
Please.
Yeah. So I live in Vancouver, Canada in the winters and Scottsdale, Arizona in the, I'm sorry. No, let me switch that around. I live in Vancouver, Canada in the summers and Scottsdale, Arizona in the winters.
I'm and so glad you corrected that.
I know, right? That would be really dumb.
It's like, yeah, it's like, oh boy, what is this woman thinking?
Exactly. So I was playing to about a 28 handicap, and I went out at a course called Desert Mountain in Scottsdale, and I got hooked up with a woman who was a member there who was a 5 handicap. And I'm playing with her, and I'm thinking, whatever she's doing, I need to be doing that because I'm not really that happy with my handicap right now. And it turned out that she was a yoga instructor. She had left her corporate job to teach yoga.
Wow.
Now, I've always been involved with fitness. I taught group fitness. My first job was in a gym. I've played every sport. I played competitive tennis as a junior as well as golf. And I then got my first exposure to yoga. Well, at the time, I had a corporate job. And I decided to quit my job to teach yoga full time. Well, what happened was for me personally, my handicap went from like a 28 down to a 16 very, very quickly. And because I was teaching traditional yoga in places in Scottsdale where a lot of the attendees were golfers, they were seeing all the same benefits that I was getting to my game, where they were playing pain-free, they were able to turn more, they were getting their distance back, they had better focus. A number of benefits. And that's when I had the aha moment of, I'm going to create yoga for golfers. And that was in 1999. So to fast forward, we now have certified instructors in over 40 countries. We have instant videos that people can purchase online. I do a lot of live remote coaching over FaceTime with clients all over the world that I've never met in person. And all of our teachers in these various countries are able to take these methodologies out and to spread the word and help golfers not just play better, but get more enjoyment out of the game and also be able to move and feel better off the course too.
Right. Yeah.
That's the objective.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you have instructors all over the world now, but I mean, you must have a tremendous following because you're also incredibly media savvy.
Thank you. Well, you know, I'm doing everything I can to reach people and share the information. I've been told by other people that I'm different from maybe some other people doing my work. And this is just something that I've been told. This is not my judgment, that I'm very free with my information. Hmm. And because I believe that my guiding principle, Fred, is to be of maximum service to all I come in contact with. And if that's my guiding principle, then I need to share my information, my knowledge, my experience, what's worked, what hasn't worked, with the public as much as I can. And I do that through, you know, social media. I do it through podcasts like yours, obviously, the best podcast for golf. I do it through my work on Golf Channel. I've been on the Golf Channel on a regular basis for many, many years. I'm on PGA Tour Radio with Hank Haney every Friday. So it's to get the word out and to get the information out.
Yeah, you probably don't remember, but my one appearance on the Golf Channel was with you.
I know. Well, you were on my show, Swing Flaws and Fitness Fixes, which is also the name of my book.
Right.
And so it was Roger
Fredericks, right?
It was Roger Fredericks, my very, very good friend. Love Roger. And Roger and I did the show together for the Golf Channel. It was a series, and we brought on different golfers, you being one of them. Joe Theismann was also a guest on the show. And what we did was we assessed you, and then we looked at your swing, and then we developed a program for you, and then we tracked you to see how you did, and to look at, you know, there is definitely a physical correlation with common swing flaws. And for people to really understand that, I think is important. You know, I work hand in hand with golf professionals every single day. I don't teach golf, Fred, but I teach movement. And in addition to my work in yoga, I'm also certified in classical Pilates, and I also have a degree in chain reaction biomechanics. So I assess the body in a very unique way. And so when I'm working with a client, I always say at a minimum, I need to see your swing, driver, 7-iron, putting, face on and down the line, so I can look at their posture and their movement patterns with different lengths of club. And then I also, if I'm working with them privately, I insist that I speak to their swing coach so they have a team behind them and not just me.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay, I've heard of Pilates, and mm-hmm. that's a lot of core strengthening, right?
It's a lot more than that, but yes, for sure.
Yeah. And then, but I've not heard of the chain mechanics. What do you call it? Bio?
Yeah, so it's chain reaction biomechanics. And so my degree is in that, and essentially, in a nutshell, what I'm trained to do is assess the body and train the body from the feet up and from the top of the head down. And I also train the body in all three planes of motion, in triplane motion. So I can just expand on that for a moment. So
please,
if you think of it, so there's a plane of there's three planes of motion that the body moves in, and all of the joints and the muscles and the bones move in these three planes of motion. So one is flexion and extension, which is called the sagittal plane. So if I'm standing and I'm flexing at my hip, or I bend my knees and my ankle flexes, right? That, or if I extend my upper body back, or I extend my hips like in a finish position, then that's considered sagittal plane motion. Anytime that I laterally bend right or left, or let's say I'm standing and I bring my right arm to the side of my body, that's called abduction, or back to the center of my body, that's called adduction. That's the frontal plane of motion. Anytime any part of the body goes into rotation, that's the transverse plane of motion. So if we go sagittal, frontal, transverse plane, this is what happens to your body in almost every joint when you swing a golf club.
Okay.
So to be able to work in a program with someone that can assess your body in all three planes of motion and also help train you in all three planes of motion is very beneficial for the golf swing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm catching up with you now.
Yeah. And the other thing is when you, and also being able to assess someone's body from their feet to the top of their head and the top of their head down to the feet is very important because the kinematic sequence in the golf swing starts from your feet. So another thing, and we could talk about this could be a completely different podcast, Fred, is the importance of foot function.
Whoa.
Foot function is absolutely critical for a number of reasons. One is that the kinematic sequence, which is how you begin your takeaway to the top of your backswing, starts from your feet and goes to your hips and then to the thoracic spine and then to the shoulder and out to the hands and the club. That's the top of your backswing. Your downswing should start from the lower body to, you know, feet, hips, T-spine, shoulders, arms, hands, club as you start to uncoil. And so if someone has improper foot function, it's an immediate leak of power. So as you know, we haven't talked about this yet, but I've been working in Major League Baseball for 15 years as well. Right. The sequence in hitting in baseball is the same as the sequence in swinging a golf club. And all great athletes know how to use the force of gravity to go against the force of gravity to create ground reaction forces, okay, which creates power. If my feet are flat or I've been in orthotics for the last 30 years, right, and I don't have that tactile sense of feeling the ground, I will not generate the level of power than if I do have better foot function.
I'm an orthotics wearer.
Sorry?
I do wear orthotics.
Okay. Well, we need to try to get you out of those.
Oh.
So one of the things that actually just yesterday or the day before on my Instagram account, which is human performance for sports. So it's human_performance_4_sports. That's my Instagram account. And I just posted a series, 3 different exercises that you can do for your feet that you do with a ball that has little stubbles on them. That's just one of many, many foot function exercises that I do. And you should try to get out of your orthotics and walk barefoot and do foot exercises as much as possible.
Will do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely going to subscribe to that Instagram account.
Because
I have one of those balls sitting in the back of my closet with a lot of dust on it.
Perfect. And the other thing, let me just say a little disclaimer about the orthotics. If you've been in orthotics for a very, very long time, I'm not suggesting that you just throw them away.
Thank you.
What I'm suggesting is that you continue to work the function of your feet to better the function of your feet so that you can start to almost kind of like titrate out of the orthotics. But your feet are the most important sensory organ that you have. It's a direct connection to your brain. And it also has a correlation to your pelvic floor and your spine. And again, that's for a whole nother podcast.
Sure.
But just to stress the importance of proper foot function, I can't stress it enough.
I'm a little confused on why it's a difference between starting at the bottom up to your head and then starting at your head down to your feet.
Well, what happens below affects above, and what happens above affects below. So here's an example.
Mm-hmm.
I have a client, he's a golf pro, but he's also a runner. And he was having a lot of problems with his knees. Mm-hmm. And so he helps me with my swing and I help him with his body. It's perfect marriage. And so I said, Doug, I said, come on over. Let's have a session. You can give me a lesson and I'll do an assessment on you and then I'll put you on a program. The first thing I do when I'm assessing an athlete, which I assess all my athletes, is I say, take your shoes off and let me just see you walk, okay? Because gait will tell you everything about how a person's going to swing a golf club.
Wow.
Yes, but it takes a very trained eye to be able to make that correlation. I've been doing this for a long time.
Sure.
But anyway, so he's walking, And of course, he has completely flat feet. So much so that that he said when he gets out of a swimming pool, when he puts his foot down, it looks like a ski. Like there's no arch.
Right.
So, and he also has tight hips because he's been teaching golf for 25 years. So, standing on the practice tee, right? Teaching. So I said, let's do this, Doug. Let's work your knee problem. I'm going to work your foot function and your hip mobility. I'm not even looking at your knee. So what happens below affects above, and what happens above affects below. So I worked on his foot function and his hip mobility, and his knee pain went away.
Whoa. Good for him. Good for you.
Right. So when you understand what typically happens is, you know, where pain might show up is very often not where it's originating from. So here's another example. We have, obviously, there's a very high percentage of golfers that have low back pain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now I'm going to, again, put a little disclaimer here. I'm not saying that's, I'm not referring to somebody with a herniated disc or some structural thing or a car accident or something like that in the low back. I'm just talking about discomfort in the low back or maybe pain in the low back. Okay. What I'll do is I will give them a little bit of couple mobility exercises for the back, but primarily I'm going to give them exercises for their hips and their thoracic spine. So your hips are below, right? Below back, or, you know, I'm not talking about the sacrum. I'm talking about the sacrum, not L1 through L4 or L5, I mean. Okay. So you've got your hips. I'll work the hips and the thoracic spine. And based on that type of mobility and some strengthening of the muscles of the back too, typically their back pain will go away. Am I saying too much, Fred?
Overwhelmed, yes. Saying too much, no. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. I have too many questions. When it comes to below the belt comfort, there's regular underwear. And there's Tommy John, the revolutionary clothing brand that's redefined comfort for men and women everywhere. Let me put it to you this way. Tommy John doesn't give an F about your underwear. They give three Fs. That's fabric, fit, and function. Tommy John obsesses over every little detail and stitch by using proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn before. I'm kind of an underwear snob. When I find a brand I like, that's it. I buy multiple pair and only wear those. I did those with Ex Officio, which I don't like anymore because they changed the fabrics. Then I tried Saks, which is a cute idea, but eh. And then I was recently introduced to Tommy John, and I cannot wait to fill my drawers, so to speak, with Tommy John. You know what I meant, where I stash all my underwear. Tommy John's men's and women's underwear sport a no-wedgie guarantee, comfortable stay-put waistbands, and a range of fabrics that are luxuriously soft, feather-light, moisture-wicking, breathable, and designed to move with you, not against you. That means no bunching and no riding up. And I can testify that's true. Tommy John is so confident in their underwear that if you don't love your first pair, you can get a full refund with their best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. That includes their new life-changing women's underwear that sold out in just 6 weeks, which is now fully back in stock. So if you give an F about your underwear, give three Fs and upgrade to Tommy John today. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/golfsmarter for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/golfsmarter for 20% off. I really want to thank them for supporting Golf Smarter, so please support them too at TommyJohn.com/golfsmarter. All right, I want to get into some exercises here. I have high arches on my feet, so when I step out of the water, there's a big space there. And the orthotics definitely help with back issues. But then, you know, and yoga was helping. And then I started swimming and, doing core classes and,
yep.
And I really, haven't had any back pain to speak of, debilitating back pain in a long time, which has been great. I think also when I learned how to quiet my lower body in my swing.
Yeah, interesting.
That really was noticeable for me, that at the end of a round, I didn't have a lot of back pain, where I, you know, usually it's like have a round of golf, go and just, you know, crash for the rest of the day because I could barely move. But once,
right.
Once I learned to quiet all that stuff down, that helped a lot.
Yeah, and I think a really good conversation for people is what is your core?
Okay. What is your core?
Right? I'll tell you when we're on when we're back on.
Oh, we're on. We're here.
Oh, we're on. Okay, sorry. Okay.
So I'm sorry.
So a lot of people tell me when they have back pain that they've been told they need to strengthen their core. And what does that mean? You know, the listener can just sit and ask themselves a question. Well, what does core strength mean? A lot of people think that means you're doing upper abdominal crunches. That's not the case at all. In my programs, the core includes all the muscles of the front body, the rectus abdominis, the obliques, the transverse abdominis, and the internal and external obliques. It also includes all the muscles of the back, and it includes your glutes.
Oh.
That is your core. Now we can expand on that too and even talk about pelvic floor activation and the position of the diaphragm. That again is getting into a bit of higher level conversation to help strengthen the core. But so the exercises that you're doing for core should be for all of the front body, all of the back body, and glute work. Then you're really targeting your core.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try to get into some specifics. I have some very fond memories of the two of us recording podcasts together, and I'm standing here and you're just like, all right, try this. And I just have these visual memories of doing the things while you explain them to me. But let's pick some prominent issues that golfers have and see and recommend some exercises and some yoga moves that will help those. Where would you like to start?
Well, one of my favorite exercises is something called hip drives. And so what you would do is you would start kneeling. Are you going to do this, Fred, while I'm teaching it?
It's harder for me to do it these days. I used to wear my microphone, but now I've got a big noisy thing.
Okay, now you're attached. Okay.
Yeah.
So for the listener, you're going to visualize yourself kneeling. So you're just on your knees.
Okay. Yep.
And now you'll take your right foot out, and it'll be perpendicular to your body. So now if I took a golf club, my right heel and my left knee would be in one straight line.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm down here.
Okay, out to the right. So my right knee is almost in line with my right knee is going to be right in line with my right hip.
Oh.
Okay, out to the right. Okay?
Yeah.
So now what you want to do is you want to pull your navel towards your spine to help to secure and stabilize the low abdominals, okay? And you want to think of a straight spine up through the top of your head, so your posture is completely upright.
Wait, but where's my left leg and left foot now?
You're on your left knee.
I'm on my knee. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the right leg is sticking.
Yeah. So you're on your left knee. And your right knee is the inside of your right knee. Well, let me back up. Your right heel is in line with your left knee. But okay. Your right knee is at a 90 degree angle.
Right knee is at a 90 degree. Wait, my foot's not on the floor.
Yes, it is. Your right foot is on the floor.
Okay. Oh, this is much more comfortable than what I was trying to do.
I can't even imagine how you were sitting, Fred, but okay.
I'm going to try to bring this a little closer. Yeah, okay.
Right. And well, the other thing is, too, we have all of these videos on our website.
Oh,
but
good.
Anyway, so this is called hip drives. When you go to the website, you can actually click on flexibility and strength, posture, focus, all of this. This is under the flexibility category, and it's called hip drives. So now what you would do is you would take an inhale and drive your hips to the right. So now, and to inhale, driving the hips to the right. Exhale, bring your body back to the starting position. Inhale, drive your hips to the right. Exhale, bring your body back. So what's happening is that your right ankle is now going into dorsiflexion. Your knee, right knee is coming over your toes a bit. You're getting hip extension on the left side, glute strengthening on the right side. Okay, so you can do that 10 or 15 times. Now we're going to add rotation to it. So you'll bring your arms up to a 90-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Straight up.
You're going to inhale straight up at a 90-degree angle. So they're facing forward. The inside of your elbows are facing forward. You're going to inhale to drive your hips to the right. Take a huge exhale to rotate your torso to the right. Then you inhale, come out of the torso rotation, and then you exhale to come out of the hip drive.
Wow. And mm-hmm. I want to make sure I'm feeling it where I'm supposed to be. Where am I supposed to be feeling this right now?
You're going to feel it in your hips. You might feel it in your ankle.
Yeah.
You'll feel it as you rotate in your thoracic spine.
Yep. Wow.
And the breath is absolutely critical to maintaining the tempo and the pace. Okay. So you always want to be practicing the breath. We haven't talked about that yet, but the breath is an integral part of everything we do every day.
And it's always my favorite part of yoga.
Yes, it's essential for movement, but it's more essential for performance and absolutely the most essential thing that you can do for the mental aspect of the game.
Completely agree with that.
Yes.
I'm going to get off the floor here. Okay.
Oh, and by the way, Fred, make sure you switch sides, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going back down to the floor.
Do that. Okay.
Gotta have to go down the other side. All right. Okay. And I'm doing that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love this.
Right?
Yep.
And what's really interesting, too, is that you will very quickly be reminded of where you have a lack of mobility and stability or where you might be more mobile but less stable, or more stable and less mobile. So what you can do to even yourself out is, like, my right hip is tighter than my left because I'm loading into my right side so much, that what I'll do is I'll do twice the amount of repetitions on one side versus the other.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to look at the video to make sure that I was doing that right, because I definitely felt
Fred,
it.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, Fred, on our website, we have something called the Golfer's Profile. This is a completely free service that I provide. The listener goes to yogaforgolfers.com, and the upper right-hand corner, there's something called the Golfer's Profile. And when you click onto that, you'll receive, it's immediate, what you'll receive is a quick survey to ask you questions about what are your strengths on the course? What are your challenges? Like, is it distance off the tee? Is it focus? Is it balance? Whatever that is. And then it will ask you a series of questions. It's only about 10 questions, the whole thing. It'll ask you a series of questions of what is your fitness level? How much do you exercise? What length of time do you get to the golf course to warm up before you play? And then based on your answers, you will instantly receive in your email 5 video tips that are designed specifically for you. And this is all complimentary as well.
That's awesome. Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's really great. We have thousands of people have taken the Golfer's Profile.
Oh, I have no doubt. What a great
Because
service.
people don't know where to start. Well, where do I start?
Right.
And the other thing I would say is it's really important for people to start small, because adherence is more important than duration. Sticking with a Yoga for Golfers program 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, will reap greater benefits than 2 hours on a Sunday.
Ooh, and that's perfect. If you can listen to a podcast a day, you can do this for 15 minutes a day. But don't sacrifice your podcast listening.
No. They can do this while they're listening to the podcast.
Oh, there you go. Once you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're doing it five days a week, you're going to figure it out.
Of course.
Wow. Wow. A lot of people I know have issues with their wrists and forearms. A lot of golfers.
Yeah.
Are there things that we can do to help strengthen and alleviate that pain? Or is that just grip?
Well, I mean, some of it has a lot to do with grip pressure or the position of the grip. You know, there's certainly a golf mechanic issue. And so I think, you know, working with your pro on that is really important. But there's a couple exercises that you can do, which I'll share right now. This one I really like, which is just if you're on your hands and knees, so it's like a quadruped position.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to spread your fingers.
Cat cow
for sure. But here's the thing. You want to spread your fingers so wide, it's as if you could get a golf ball between each finger.
Okay.
And so what you do then is you feel like you're pushing your hands through the ground. Okay. Now, at the same time, without moving your hands, you want to work on turning your right shoulder clockwise and your left shoulder counterclockwise. So you dial in the humerus into the shoulder socket, which is your upper arm bone. And that way you get the connection from the hand all the way up into the arm, into the shoulder. Mm. So that's one. The other thing you can do is you can then flip your hands around. So you're getting a stretch on. So now the back of my hand is on the mat I'm getting a stretch through my wrist.
Yeah.
But this one, so that's a really good place to start.
Yeah.
The next one is, okay, so I'm looking at my hand right now, my palm.
Okay.
My fingers are spread really wide.
Okay.
I'm going to take my thumb and I'm going to place it in the middle of my palm. And then I'm going to open up my hand wide. I'm going to put my forefinger in the middle of my palm and open up my hand wide, right? Middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger. And you want to do this standing. And you're going to bend your arms. And your arms are going to be in your peripheral vision.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
And then what you do is, right? And then what you do is then you take your arms, your hands are now by your side. And then you take your hands behind you and you're still doing this process with the fingers and the wrist. And then you bring your arms in front of you, right? And then you take your arms above your head and then you bring them back down and you're still doing that with your fingers. It's really interesting to strengthen your fingers and get more mobility too in the hands and wrists.
Mm. I love talking to you. It's been so long. I'm so happy to have you back on the show.
It's so great to be on with you.
Oh, man. It's so good. So good. All right. Well, I'm sure we can go on for hours, but we shouldn't today. But I sure hope we don't have to wait another 5 or 6 years to get you back on the show.
Love to be back on the show with you.
Thank you so much. Again, it's yoga for FOR, yogaforgolfers.com.
Yes.
And, the golfer's profile on the website is a must. It's
a must.
It is mandatory for every Golf Smarter listener.
Absolutely. And, you know, we also have, instant videos for sale on the website. I also offer live remote coaching over FaceTime. I have clients all over the world that I train weekly. I've never met in person.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's extremely effective. So if someone is interested in live coaching with me, they can do that too. And then I'm also posting tips on my Instagram account, which is Human Performance for Sports.
But it's Human_Performance_for_Sports.
Correct. And okay. Yes, absolutely. And then also on Twitter, I'm @RobertsYoga.
@RobertsYoga. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got me standing up doing this show. Well, Catherine, it is so wonderful to talk to you. You're always an incredible wealth of information. You're so generous with what you're doing, and you're really good at it, too. Thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you, Fred. Looking forward to next time.
Okay, it's time to announce the winner of this week's giveaway. But let me tell you why you should register now for our next prize, because if you've been a little reluctant to enter, then this should be the incentive you need. In episode 649, we met John Stabler of GolfPsych.com. They're the group that has 21 clients who have won 31 majors. So John has graciously offered to give one Golf Smarter listener the assessment the same assessment that more than 400 tour players have taken. It was with this research that allowed them to write a book called The 8 Traits of Champion Golfers. So our next winner will take the 8 champion personality traits for golf assessment and then receive advice and a half-hour review with John Stabler, courtesy of golfpsych.com. That's golfpsych, P-S-Y-C-H. So if you haven't yet, enter to win at golfsmarter.com/giveaway or follow at golfsmarter for the links that I've posted on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Remember, there's no need to worry if you miss our weekly deadline because once you register, you're still eligible to win next week and beyond. Plus, you can win more than once. Deadline to enter is Sunday at midnight Pacific time or Monday morning, 3 a.m. Eastern. This week's prize is a set of Shoe Tips Thought Reminders. And we've done a random drawing, and I want to say congratulations to Eric Blankenship of Apex, North Carolina. Congratulations, Eric, and thank you for entering and your continued support of Golf Smarter. Now, if you want a set of shoe tips for yourself, or maybe it's the perfect gift for one of your friends, go to shoetips.com and use Golf Smarter at checkout for 25% off your order. Now, each episode through the end of 2018, I'll be giving away online lessons, books, DVDs, more shoe tips, and a Knuth Golf High Heat 257 Plus fairway driver and a brand new Seymour putter. Pretty much the same one that Zach Johnson uses. So register right now at golfsmarter.com/giveaway. And if you have any questions or issues with your game, then send me an email or call our toll-free line at 415-761-1498 and leave your question to be answered by one of the teachers on the Golf Smarter Academy. If you have any comments or suggestions, use @GolfSmarter on Twitter or Instagram, or write to me directly by clicking on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.